Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, September 9th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5.7%. That's the annualized rate at which the U.S. GDP is now expected to expand in 2021, according to an analysis from Goldman Sachs. That's down from the previous forecast of roughly 6%. The reason for the downgrade is the outlook on consumer spending has changed. People are shifting their spending as the Delta variant surges and government pandemic programs begin to wind down. The latest wave of the virus has resulted in less spending in areas like restaurant dining and travel. But it's not all bad news. U.S. consumer spending is up 16% from its most significant dip in 2020, and the economists at Goldman expect goods spending to hit above its long-term trend by the end of the year. The next number up is $27 billion. That's how much PayPal will pay to acquire Paidy, a Japanese payments company with an emphasis on buy now, pay later spending. The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2021, and it will help PayPal expand into the world's third largest e-commerce market. Buy now, pay later options like Paidy allow customers to pay over a few payments that are typically interest-free. Paidy counts more than 6 million users. Despite the excitement around buy now, pay later solutions, paper cash payments are still popular in Japan. But the sector is growing, both among younger consumers and as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic-generated boom in online shopping. Other names in the buy now, pay later space are Afterpay, Affirm, and Klarna. Our last number is 200,000. That's the number of units of production Ford Motor has missed so far in 2021. That makes up roughly 14% of the automaker's 2021 production, and the semiconductor shortage is to blame. Demand for cars has soared as a result of the pandemic, but the chip shortage has been affecting car companies. The scarcity has hit the industry hard. 7% of planned production has been scuttled as a result of the chip shortage. But for Ford, things may be starting to look up. In August, the company's vehicle production hit roughly 93% of its planned production, its highest since July 2020. And its stock is still up about 47% so far this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, September 9th. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.